The Small Plane Revitalization Act is marching through the Senate. Quicksilver Aeronautics adds a special light sport model. Can crowdfunding build an airplane? This is Aero News for Wednesday, July 31st, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The U.S. Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee on Tuesday passed S-1072, the Small Airplane Revitalization Act, by voice vote. The bill, a version of which has already passed the full U.S. House of Representatives, would require the FAA to implement the recommendations of the FAA's Part 23 Reorganization Aviation Rulemaking Committee, or ARC, by December 31, 2015. Adopting the ARC's recommendations would help the FAA meet its stated goal of doubling the safety levels and cutting certification costs in half for the lighter end of the general aviation marketplace. The companion House bill, H.R. 1848, passed the U.S. House earlier this month on a 411-0 vote. Gamma President and CEO Pete Bunce said, quote, "The incredible speed with which this bill passed the House and is now moving through the Senate is attributable to the widespread bipartisan support it is receiving and demonstrates the need for the FAA to address the ARC's recommendations as soon as possible," end quote. California-based Quicksilver Aeronautics has announced in an AirVenture news conference that the company is finalizing work on their special light sport aircraft, SLSA model, and is awaiting an FAA audit to confirm the procedure before deliveries can get underway. Quicksilver is working to gain approval on two models simultaneously, the Sport 2S open cockpit, as well as a closed or partially closed cockpit GT500. Each is a two-seat model. To gain FAA approval, Quicksilver must prove the new models comply with the FAA-accepted ASTM, or American Society for Testing and Materials, consensus standards. Complying with those standards encompasses proving the design and structure of the plane, the plane's performance in flight, the quality assurance program in the manufacturing operation, and the continuous operational safety monitoring of all aircraft sold. For assistance in that effort, Quicksilver retained, in late 2012, the services of Streamline Designs, a firm that is intimately experienced with ASTM aircraft certifications. By year's end 2013, Quicksilver Aeronautics expects to offer two special LSA plus experimental LSA kit models and a 51% EAB, or experimental amateur-built model, for its entire line of seven aircraft. When you hear the words crowdfunding and open source, you probably think more about software or advanced technology than LSAs. But Makerplane is bringing those concepts to the aviation industry with their experimental LSA. The crowdfunding is being done through Indiegogo, which allows organizations to raise funds for specific projects through donations, much like the better-known Kickstarter. Makerplane has set a 60-day, $75,000 goal to complete the design, perform test flights, and release free, downloadable open-source plans that will allow anyone to build the airplane. The money raised will be used for tooling, materials, and time being donated by Makerplane team members to complete the project. The aircraft has been designed and optimized to be built on home-based or marketplace CNC equipment and has features such as slots and tabs to ease construction and speed up the assembly process. Makerplane began designing their ELSA in 2011, and construction of the first prototype airplane is underway. The airplane is expected to cost about $75,000. Quest Aircraft Company has received full certification for the Kodiak from the Civil Aviation Administration of China. This is the 12th country in which the Kodiak is now certified. Blue Eagle Aviation Investment Corporation of Beijing, which was announced as a dealer for the Kodiak at last year's AirVenture, signed a purchase agreement with Quest late last year for 12 aircraft, including options for additional Kodiaks. The first of that dozen aircraft is expected to be delivered soon. Steve Zinda, Vice President, Sales, Marketing, and Customer Service, said, quote, "We're excited that a Kodiak will be in operation in China soon, as it will raise awareness of the product and enhance our sales efforts," end quote. That Asiana crash in San Francisco earlier this month has claimed three new casualties, all employees of Bay Area TV station KTVU. The Washington Post reports that station KTVU has fired three producers over the international gaffe created by the broadcasting of racially insensitive fictitious names of the aircraft's flight crew. Two of those names were Sum Ting Wong and Bang Ding Ao, which the station broadcasted in a noon newscast on July 12th and then immediately, after a commercial break, apologized for. The station said it had confirmed the names with the National Transportation Safety Board in Washington before airing them. The NTSB later said the names were confirmed by a summer intern who has also been terminated. When Aero News continues, there's more than just Chinese takeout at Oshkosh. When an Aspen installation. And we're not happy till, well, you know the rest. Is it time to upgrade your transponder? The ADS-B-compliant Bendix King KT-74 meets 2020 requirements, is low-cost, easy to install, and fits into your existing panel, suiting your needs now and in the future. It's never been so easy to plan ahead.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
The Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics delivers unique reliability and safety features to general aviation pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. Aero News continues now for Wednesday, July 31st. I'm Glenn Moyer. Over the last several years, aviators interested in bringing general aviation to China have been working tirelessly to accomplish that. One of those individuals is Mr. Francis Chow, who is the managing director of Uniworld LLC, a company that helps to develop businesses in China. Mr. Chow states that he is pleased with how the China Pavilion at AirVenture continues to grow each year. For example, this year, the Diamond Aircraft representative from China, where they produce the DA-40D for diesel, is in Oshkosh. Also at AirVenture is a growing contingent of companies supported by the China General Aviation Association. And with the development of general aviation in China, let's not forget the experience and technology they're gaining as they buy up or into many American aviation companies like Instrum, Continental, and Cirrus, to name just a few. Florida-based Sarasota Avionics is holding an Aspen installation giveaway promotion for the week of Oshkosh, where one lucky customer that purchases a Aspen PFD or MFD will receive the installation labor at no charge, up to a $3,000 value. Sarasota Avionics says that the promotion can also be combined with any other discounts that are currently being offered by Aspen Avionics for additional savings. Any customer that places an order with Sarasota Avionics for an Aspen EFD 1000 Pro PFD or EFD 1000 MFD between the dates of July 29th and August 4th of this year will be automatically entered into a drawing for free labor on the installation. As with all such things, there are a couple of caveats and provisos. Installation must be scheduled to begin at one of Sarasota Aviation's Florida facilities no later than January 31st of 2014. The aircraft must be on Aspen's STC-approved model list, and engineering drawings, if needed, are not included in the promotion. The drawing will take place Sunday, August 4th at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time in Sarasota Avionics booth in the South Exhibit Hangar D. The winner will be chosen at random from the group of eligible participants, and the odds of winning are subject to the number of entrants. You need not be present at Oshkosh to enter or win the drawing. We all know there's a well-known saying in aviation when describing the FAA, "We're not happy till you're not happy." Well, apparently that spirit is alive and well at Oshkosh. ANN had hoped to report to you from the tower at OSH, But your open government said no. Two ANN journalists approached the OSH control tower seeking permission to see just what the EAA's $448,000 was getting by going to the tower and observing to be able to report factually. To state that the FAA was less than helpful or cooperative would be an understatement. After being told no in no uncertain terms, and ANN suggesting that the reasons for the response were just bureaucratic replies, the brief meeting quickly deteriorated to being just downright unpleasant. Bottom line, the FAA don't give no stinking tours, at least not to ANN. That can mean only one thing, of course. Since we're not happy, the FAA must be overjoyed. I'm Glenn Moyer, and I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.